brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm John Batson with Gregory Copley, who is a subject of the King, an Australian national, King of Australia, King of New Zealand, King of Canada, King of the Great Britons, all together, gathering with the camera at Windsor Castle most recently to give a state celebration to the President of the United States, visiting with his wife and staff. And the Lords of Silicon Valley were at the table as well, a very long table, about, my guess, about 40 or 50 yards long, in the Waterloo Room at Windsor Castle, which itself is more than 13 acres, built over centuries, and stands as a tribute to the empire that was. The question I have, Gregory, after witnessing the speech, the King spoke from a written document that he changed sheets of paper. The President spoke following the King, and the sum of their speeches were to pledge allegiance to each other and remind everyone this is a special relationship. All good. What I saw on the table was more persuasive. Gold plates, gold dishes, silver this, gold that, and the walls lined with heroes of the empire. The empire gave the world courtrooms, prosperity, markets, security, always security, the railroad, transportation systems that were undreamed of throughout the world, the English language, very useful in the 21st century, and the opportunity to attend universities not only in country but in Britain. All of that was a gift of the empire, taken advantage of by the United States, I mentioned once upon a time, because we're a product of that empire. We might be that empire. We're just spun off a little bit. All of that, is it appreciated in the world? Because I hear a lot of mockery these days, and so much so that I want it coming back. Is it possible, Gregory?
Well, certainly it's possible, but Britain itself is going through an enormous revolution at this stage. This state dinner for President Trump, his second state visit he's made to Britain, the first during his first term in the presidency, and this one in his second term. So this is very symbolic, and people in the United States don't understand what a state visit means, although you have them in the United States. Even the protocol people at the White House don't understand it. You know, you had some state dinners coming, being given for heads of government, not heads of state. It just belies the trend of history. But nonetheless, this was a magnificent state visit in which, as a number of U.S. media sources pointed out, pulled out all the stops for President Trump. The dinner itself was actually far more casual than we've ever seen before at a state dinner in the United Kingdom. This is one of the very few that King Charles himself has presided over, but he made it much more relaxed, and therefore there was more scope for humor, discussion, and the like in there. Now, his speech, which you pointed out that he read out, and I think he read it out on purpose, to be safe, but secondly, because it was the government's speech. Part of it was his own sentiments, of course, but the government has a huge say in what goes into that speech. And what it included was the United Kingdom's support for Ukraine, which did not please President Trump, because that looked as though the United Kingdom was going its own way in supporting Ukraine and the continuation of the war, which in fact it is. But apart from that, what happened was that the King was able to balance the incredibly bad relationship which Prime Minister Keir Starmer has with the United States. So he literally offset that damage being done by Prime Minister Starmer and was able to create this huge juggernaut, if you like, of Anglo-American jointness and progress. That's extremely important, not only to Britain, but also to President Trump himself. Yes, he wants the British and everybody else to do what he wants, but in fact, he wants Britain to prosper. He sees that Sir Keir Starmer has led the United Kingdom into trauma and literally near revolution. So he lectured, Trump lectured Sir Keir Starmer in ways which you would not normally expect from one ally to another. He made it clear that he thinks that Starmer has done an exceptionally poor job in building unity and progress and prosperity in the United Kingdom, particularly centering around the banning of free speech and if you like, less corrupt governance. So the King managed all of this. The United Kingdom and the United States, during this state visit, managed to sign major treaties of great economic importance to Britain and the United States. And this was due to the King. It was not, if it had been left to Starmer, he would have been thrown out in the cold in the same way that President Trump threw out the Australian Prime Minister Albanese into the cold. So essentially, this was a masterpiece of diplomacy and political action by the King. The question is, where does the King go from here? Does he start to try to curb the behavior which is questionable by Sir Keir Starmer? Does Starmer's action reach the point where the government can be said to have failed legally or politically, which would enable the King to prorogue Parliament, in other words, to suspend Parliament and then call new elections? I think we're getting very close to that time. But in the meantime, here you've got the King, who, you know, still battling cancer, has acted in a masterful fashion, which we haven't seen from the throne in decades. And maybe we're going to see some decisive action from the King over the next few months, which will curb Starmer, maybe bring the government back into new elections and revive, if you like, the rule of law in Britain, which is sadly lacking at the moment.
Gregory Copley, author of Noble State, which is the story of the successful constitutional monarchy over time.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.